It's just the experience when I work very hard to take a good high grade in the TOEFL test and SAT test. I take both this test for three or four times. And I think it's very memorable and very special for me because I'm not an English native speaker. And the speaking part and the writing part is very critical and also very helpful for my further studies in Hong Kong University. So I think it's the most memorable.
You touched on some reading experience for the TOEFL assessment. So what other reading experiences do you have in English you could possibly share with us?
I have read the fiction of the Vampire Diaries, but I haven't finished reading it. But the characters in this fiction is very charming and attractive, and it make me have some ideas to write my own fictions.
In fact, you've listed down writing as writing essays as one of your hobbies.
Yes.
Do you like to write your essays in English or in Chinese?
Both, but most in Chinese. Because I'm more good at writing critic articles, so Chinese is more convenient for me to express my opinions.
And do you feel that you write or express yourself differently or have different ideas coming from your mind when you write in the different languages?
I think because Chinese is more complicated than English, so there's more delicate words can use in express different opinion than using English. I think it's my opinion.
And I just wanted to go back to your reading of the Vampire Diaries, which you said you enjoyed. What actually got you started reading them?
It is because the TV drama. And because its plot are different from the fiction. So people told me that maybe to read the original fiction will make me more enjoy and more understand the TV drama, so I go to read the fiction. And I find out that it is really the fiction, original fiction is more attractive than the TV drama.
And what about when you came across words which were new and you wanted to find out the meaning of them? How did you learn the meaning of the words?
Pardon, I didn't understand.
Did you use a dictionary or online dictionary or a printed dictionary?
Online dictionary, but I first guessed the meaning in the whole paragraph, and then I go to look it into the dictionary to ensure that I guess it right or wrong. So it is my method to when I miss some new words.
And when you read, do you like to read an ebook or the printed copy?
Printed copy, because I can mark them and write some notes directly.